Blog Talk Radio. Make Good evening, good evening, good evening. I am your host, Capella Negra, and I am joined tonight by Poetic. Hey, Vin, how you doing?
Hey, Danielle, I'm doing good. How are you doing, La Perla Negra, in this love song?
I'm doing. Man, this topic tonight. Let me get the introduction out the way first. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Love Zone. You are on Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Link. Why be average when you can be raw? The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And y'all press that one so you can participate. Hey, Jim, you got your Raw Link on? I got mine.
You got yours?
I got mine. Yes. Now, this topic tonight, I can't take credit for it.
I cannot take credit tonight.
I know y'all know how I am, okay? But this is not, I can't take credit for it tonight. It's all
on Steve came up with this. This sounds like her. You hear them
PCCB
with them videos and that music? Man, listen, she came up with this topic. I know she did.
She need to change her name to Essentially Essential.
I'm telling you now.
Okay.
Ram.
Yo. Oh, Lord. Oh, man. Yeah, it's pretty hot, though. It's pretty hot. It took me a minute to come up with something to write, but it's pretty hot. I know you got something, delicious. I already knew that. So.
I got a little something I put together. You want to let everybody know what this topic is tonight?
Yeah. What is it? Uh-oh. I think you got your topic.
Ladies and gentlemen, the topic for the evening: if you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
It's about to get hot up in here.
Listen. Yeah, just like that. Just like that.
You know they're going to bring it. You know it. Now, before we get started, if you're speaking about, could you please be so kind as to give us a rundown?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio, your poetry outlet, the next phase in online radio 7 days a week, y'all. Tomorrow, join us in The Get Down with your host, John Robinson, a.k.a. J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, Ms. VIP is hosting Express Your Vibe. Saturday night, y'all, is Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with your host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Sunday night, y'all, is the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Y'all, listen, Monday night, man, Monday night is the Soul Cafe with the CEO himself, For Real, the poet Douglas, author Larry Maddox, Essentially Janice, La Perla Negra, and yours truly, Poetic. And then Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be the War Council with Mojave. And then we'll be right back here next Wednesday for another fine edition of the Love Zone with the sexy divas of Epiphany, Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Back to you, Danielle.
Thank you. That was awesome. Now, I think you should go first. This is for your topic.
Wow.
No. What?
All right. I don't mind going first. I like the way that y'all didn't really give him a question for tonight. You just gave him this dope topic to write to. That man.
Wait a minute. There is a question. Because we want to know. We want to know what flavor they would be.
See, you misread the question. if you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
Okay, all right. Mm-hmm. I just threw that extra in there, but okay.
I got you, but no, mine is going to be in my piece. I specifically wrote the piece to answer the question, so I hope that's okay.
That's fine. The mic is yours.
Thank you. If you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be? Well, let me see. I believe of all the flavors that can be tasted, there's one that should never be wasted. It's a flavor that supersedes all others. For centuries, it has always been used in all ingredients by mothers. A supernatural taste to savor, often a mythical flavor, that one yearns to have his or her palate wet by it. Yes, that's it. Lick your lips, close your eyes, and just taste. 'Cause this hint of flavor grabs all the senses, make you even want to lick the plate. But tonight, I want to taste it from your fingertips, then drip it off your lips into the warmth of my mouth. So juicy yet succulent drippings like from down south. The lips upon your face is where it will linger, leaving only a trace. To make your body conclude that you need it like a drug, maybe like weed. But this natural flavor begs of all kinds of flavors. And you and I can taste this unlikely experience, because we climax together just from this taste of dominance. So powerful, it's an indestructible force, a flavor so full of abundance that creates a wealth of taste-rippling infrastructures that earthquakes cannot tear down this flavorful structure. So off your lips, if I were to taste me off your lips with a transfer of that one flavor that eludes and screams love. And that's that piece.
Lord have mercy. That piece had everything in it. I mean, everything. It had beauty. It was erotic. It was romantic. It was sexy. And all of it leading to love. That's a beautiful thing. I love that piece.
Love is a flavor. Love is a flavor that's timeless. And it tastes so good. Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I'm right about that one. Oh, good to read my little thing. Well, I'm gonna read it anyway. I'm gonna read it anyway. Mine is untitled.
Well,
y'all already know how I am.
All right, La Perla Negra, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Okay. If I had that one pleasure of tasting you, of just one sip of you off of my lips, the intensity of your flavor would render me speechless, motionless. I'd have to search the Akashic records for the words to describe the taste, because it would be like nectar from Neptune, causing a mixture of cosmic, intergalactic orgasms through and through. Sweet to the taste, as if marinated in honey, and rinsed in the purest waters, as if God created and rewind, like drips of rich chocolate from my spine. So many ways and names of how you taste. You just taste too good to describe. And that's that piece.
Ooh, wee. Mm. Y'all hear that? She said, you just taste too good to describe. Oh, my gosh. Yes, that's what I'm talking about. That was a beautiful piece as well. Very, very, flavorful, baby.
Thank you. Oh, going dark here. Okay. Woo! All right. Now we got those pieces out of the way. Let's see. We open up this first microphone. We got us Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Hey, Joe.
Oh.
Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
We got a, right, I'm just, we got a wordologist in the building. What's
yes,
up, Jodah?
Yes,
I'm good. I'm good. Y'all, how everybody doing?
Doing good, all brother.
Right.
How you feeling, man?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay, man.
That's what's up. Okay.
Indeed.
Well, I want to ask you the question of the night. Are you ready, Joe?
Absolutely.
All right. If you could sip me off of your lips, what flavor would I be?
Oh, let's see. Well, y'all kind of, I got a thing for vanilla, actually.
Vanilla?
Oh, man, Joe, that's my favorite flavor, too, bro. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I knew we was partners for a reason, bro. I knew it.
Yeah, that's magical. That's magical right there. That,
yes,
that,
it
that
is.
The flavor, you know, the flavor.
It is.
You know,
okay.
Yeah, definitely vanilla, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like vanilla as well. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all this, though. I'm not going to ruin it for you. But look up how they make vanilla, and then let me know if you still like it.
How they make it?
Look up how vanilla is made and tell me if you still like it.
Oh, Lord. Now I'm apprehensive about doing it. I don't know.
I promise you this. You go to squint your face, you're going to be like, oh, hell no.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. Oh, no. And you know I'm an avid researcher. You going to have me? Oh, Lord.
Just tell me later. I looked it up. You know, I researched it, but I still love vanilla. So, you know. Y'all let me know what y'all think after y'all look it up.
Joe, have you ever seen how it's made?
All I know is about the vanilla beans, you know, I scraped a little inside of that out, but, you know, that's about far as my knowledge goes. All I know, I think it takes.
You gotta go a little deeper, Joe. You got to go a little deeper, bro.
Oh, no.
See, you know,
no.
The best mushrooms are grown through shit, so what can you say?
You got a good point.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. And I'm definitely a fan
absolutely,
of mushroom.
Bro. Absolutely.
Okay. Not the way I thought the show was going to go.
Hey, you know.
Alrighty. Oh, man. Oh.
I love it.
Oh.
I love it.
Absolutely, bro.
Man. Yo, I know you brought us something delicious to listen to tonight. I don't know how delicious it is,
but you know, I got something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, delicious is just my little phrase. I use something good, something awesome for our ears, but I choose delicious.
It's kind of related, so yeah, I guess, you know, food is involved,
okay.
Awesome, yeah.
Oh, okay. The mic is yours.
Okay, this piece is called Wow. As the strawberry dipped in chocolate brushed her full lips, they parted, awaiting the taste of a decadent treasure. I told her no. Breathe deep, inhale the aroma, taking the essence before experiencing the taste. I placed the end on her tongue. I slid it around, skillfully touching the area for sweetness. My tray was full of different treats. Free of blindfolds and trust to keep her eyes closed. Not a blink nor trembling eyelid, she tasted the fruit. Now bite, I spoke softly. The juice filled her mouth. With just the taste being fulfilled, I quietly circled her chair. With only the sound of me tapping my palm, I touched her shoulder and asked her, are you ready? The question sent chills through her body. The feeling of my hand was a reminder, you'll never know what I'll do next. You've only known what I've done, memories of past times. I ask again, are you ready? Knowing not to speak, her trembling hand slowly pulls a thin strap from the dress she wore. The bared flesh of her shoulder inched me closer. The soft feel of silk touches her, tickling slightly. A flash of warmth runs through her center. I ask her, do you like this? Only a nod from her acknowledging pleasure. I tapped on the opposite shoulder. The top of her dress falls barely clinging to what can only be described as boulders. The tone of my voice would surely be enough. I spoke to exposed breasts, highlighted by emotionally engorged areolas. Her moan broke a hard silence as an ice cube in a warm mouth suckles with tongue circles. Lifting caresses, gently pulling her breasts, getting all they lack and needed, yes, I stopped. I told her to open her mouth for a new taste. Spicy lights up her tongue, her favorite taste of shrimp. She chews and savors, then another, a mini feast. The sound of ice as it tinkles in the glass, and tiny bubbles tickle her nose, and champagne is held for her. She sniffs and sips and swallows, cleansing her palate. The smell of my body enters her senses, then the feel of my lips. I kissed her passionately, hungrily, leaning back as she heard the sound of a match strike. The hint of sulfur, faint light through closed eyes, the shaking of ice in the glass distracts her for a moment. Just as fast, cooled us from the ice. Yes, then the order. Her heart beats faster, the sound of my palm being hit by the pointer, a gentle tapping on the thigh. By instinct, she parts her legs. The pointer slides up and down. I squeeze and rub them. I pick her up. Her dress drapes my head. Like a ref checking out an instant replay, I tasted the wetness. Moving with the skill I brought to her convulsions, carried her to my bed. I laid her down with ease, not a tremble, as if she weighed nothing. The oven pulled down her dress, then her boy shorts. Left only in heels, I massage her back. I stop. She hears the sound of me rubbing my hands together vigorously. The heat soothes her shoulders. Deep, penetrating rubs all over her back, her thighs, calves. Removed her shoes and the soles of her feet get the same treatment. Turn over. Open your eyes. I hovered above her body. She wanted me to stay in that position just above her, just enough to touch but not enter. I glided up, resting steel-like shaft on her throbbing, serpentine motions back and forth. She wants it. Sensual taste speaks, baby, please. Expecting the word, his hand slides up and grabs her, pulls her back. We feasted on some more snacks. Peace.
Okay.
Hoo-wee.
Joe, you nasty.
That ain't nasty. That's fun.
I'm looking over. I'm looking at my empty bed like, dang, why we got to be empty?
Oh, Lord. I don't even look at mine. I just...
Oh, man. Joe the Verbal, man. Oh, that was something special, bro.
Oh, I appreciate you having me, bro.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Yeah, yeah, I can see how this is going to go for me tonight. Gosh, it's alive. That you nasty. It's good. It's good. It's good when it's nasty. It's not a bad thing. But you nasty. I'm too visual for this.
And slayed it.
Did you taste the strawberry in the shrimp?
I tasted the strawberry. I felt the ice.
Okay.
Everything. Yes. Yeah,
okay,
all of
cool. tonight's all about taste anyway.
Yeah, man.
Uh-huh. It's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Joe, for calling in and giving us that very paltry nice to see.
Oh, thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, my bro.
Put you over there in the love lounge.
Love my micro.
I don't know if I can handle the rest of this show.
Come on, baby. We only one poet in so far. You got to hang on now.
I know. I'm hanging there. And we're going to open up this next mic to Double 34 Music. Hey, hey, now, how you doing?
And life will never be the same. While you moan and groan, I hear your voice call my name. What's going on, y'all? Y'all had to play Michael McCrary again.
Yeah, you know it, bro. You know it, bro. You can't have a show like this without some type of Boyz II Men with some Mike McCrary in it. Y'all can fight me. Boyz II Men is not the same without Mike. I don't care. Fight me if you want.
True that. LaPearl and Negra, how are you tonight?
I'm hanging in there.
Yes.
It's getting started. Yeah. I need to get me some ice.
Oh, is that kind of nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And poetic, my brother, I want to say how are you as well.
I'm doing good, my brother. Hanging in there, man, enjoying the evening, the ambiance, the taste, the flavor, bro. I'm enjoying tonight, man. I'm enjoying it.
So I don't have to come into a program like Ice Cube saying, check yourself, fool.
No. This is the love zone.
I know where I'm going.
You ain't got to check yourself.
Love zone tonight, bro.
All right. I just want to make sure.
Oh, good. Up in here. It's all good up in here. I'm going to ask you the question. I'm going to bear with you there. Oh, Lord.
I'm going to bear with you.
T-double.
Yes.
If you could kick me off of your lips, what flavor would I be?
At first I was going to say, oh, baby, I got Papa. No. I'm not going to do that to you.
Original was spicy.
Oh, my God.
I had to do it. But no, the answer I have is in this piece right here.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Okay, and I'm going to try to pronounce this title correctly. Liqueur. I'm drunk off you, intoxicated off your skin as my delicacy. Your chocolate and mint flavor refreshes me. They enter you rent-free with amenities. Your sex is tremendous as it suspends me to a level I've never been amet. Let me introduce myself to your essence, my ebony perfection as we are jettisoned to our bedroom. You're my Benadryl in my red cup as I sip your nectar. From deeper perspectives, extracting from your vortex pure wetness. I come from the north, but you've turned me into a southern man. The way I pronounce beautiful and merzik to describe all that you did. You oozed something so fluid on my face pillows, which got me losing my equilibrium for a moment. As I imbibe on your life's lotions, don't front, because you know I've got you open to the possibilities of you admitting the realness that you're feeling me. This is really deep, like we've hit Earth's core. This is what happens when you disrobe out of your
camisole as I approach the fountain of youth and your tree of life. So glad you're my wife lying next to you in bed at night. I've never experienced paradise, but I have a sample in my sights. Tunnel vision and focus and committed to enter you is so interesting. My licks are rich in vitamins and minerals that's intentionally ready to get you off like Niagara Falls. Come as you are in this even flow. As I jam this pearl so deep, you'll reach nirvana. I bring the sound to your garden and touch your rhythmic motions in synchronized swimming. Here comes the rain again, because sweet dreams are made of this. Caramel, as I gargle your smell, down to the skeletal at its optimal prime, we transform this sex that's more than meets our minds as I cocktail and extend you where our souls levitate by the God we serve in orgasmic conversations. Can't wait to do this again with you. Now drip on me like God inspired your scriptures. In peace.
I want to talk about a couple things you said in there. I don't think I've ever had anybody tell me I had tremendous sex. Wow, that I like that right there. And you said oozed something so fluid on your face pillow.
Yes, I did.
And get you off like Niagara Falls. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh. It doesn't stop.
All right. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to go there.
All right.
Well, okay. C-34 music. You going to jam your pearl, my bro. My bro, my bro. You always throw these musical items, titles, pieces, deep and embedded into your pieces. And, man, this was some good stuff right here, man. Perfect, very fitting for tonight, man. And, man, you know I'm a fan of your work, bro. And this is another fine, fine piece from C-Double, man. Dope ink, bro.
Thank you very much. Because that topic had me going places.
Yes, sir.
So,
yeah,
yes, sir. So I had to use my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, had you going places?
That's the best part.
Okay. Okay,
yeah,
indeed.
Yeah. That's the best part, though, the imagination.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank
yeah.
you very
I'm
much.
Sorry. I just had man. I had to give you that. Yeah.
I'll take it. It's all good.
I know you will.
Absolutely. Oh, right,
tell
you
it,
know
bro.
What?
Tell it, bro.
Don't try to get me started. I'm trying to behave. Okay. All right.
Ain't no need to behave, man. Not with this topic. Not with this topic. Mm-hmm. Ain't no need to behave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hope you got a flotation device on your tongue.
Oh, it's a lifesaver. You should know that.
My man.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you go. Well, thank you for that. Very, very happy calling it. I'll put you over in the love.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lordy, lordy, lordy. Let me do this real quick before I open up this next mic.
Down. It is going down.
Uh-huh. Let me do a little station identification break real quick.
This is Tiffany Radio. The real entertainment. That's the name.
Real, Real Entertainment Network. Your poetry outlet. The next phase is online radio. Epiphany.
From one amazing tune to the other.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Love Zone. I'm your host, the Perla Negra. And I got my special guest co-host up in here, Poetic. The dialing number is 319. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. It is coming up on 15 minutes before the 10 o'clock hour. You actually have until 10 o'clock. I'll give you to get in here, put your hand up. Because after 11 o'clock, that Blog Talk lady does not care. She has no chill. She will cut you off. And I'm going to open up this next microphone. She's in a storm. Hey, Tina. Welcome to the Love Zone.
I actually raised my hand, and I was going to press one to see if I had. It would have said that I was lowering my hand, but my thought was this. This never happens. I don't ever call in and raise my hand simultaneously. Apparently, I like the topic this evening. Happy Wednesday, man.
That's right. I know that. Happy Wednesday.
To my spirit, I'm happy to be here.
Glad to have you.
We're happy to have you. Poetic, you want to talk to her about this topic?
Absolutely. So, Gina Storm.
Mm-hmm.
If you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
I could sip you off my lips. Your flavor would be old-fashioned butter pecan.
Mm-hmm.
I need the pecans to be pronounced as pecan because I want you to feel like while you're eating this ice cream, licking it from my lips. I can taste you as well. I have one pinky raised. So they ain't pecans, they pecan.
Yes, honey. Yes.
I hear that
yes.
With that pinky raised. Okay.
No, that's ready. That's my favorite ice cream, too. Sure.
Mine, too. So I'm like, oh,
sure.
Don't even have to question it further. She ready. Let's go.
Let's go.
There's a part two.
All right.
The mic is yours. Go ahead.
I know where I'm going with this. I love this. Y'all make it easy. I appreciate it. If I could taste you on my lips, you would be a treat. I refer to myself often as a northern-born Southern Belle. And the reason why butter pecan ice cream became a favorite of mine was my mother. Her family comes from Cuba and Meridian, Mississippi. Cuba, Alabama, Meridian, Mississippi, down in the Delta. See, my people are what they call dyed wool in the Bible Belt. Country folk, y'all. All of us have a green thumb. We know how to make things from scratch with no recipe. So when you put your lips to mine, this is what you'll be tasting. Gift that I got from my ancestors who made complete soulful meal without a scrap. My grandparents who brought their children from the south of North to Illinois, Chicago to be exact. My mother and my father both came from different places, their genealogy chronologically until they got to the place where they would be raised and born and live until they were in their teens in Chicago. They got married when they were very young. I tell people this all the time, and I have no shame. I am a prom baby. My parents have been dating since my mother was 15, and they got married when she was 17. My father, when I was born, had just turned 20. They were homeowners who had their own vehicle, and he had a good paying job. Her responsibility was caring for me. So I came from amazing, hard-working, dedicated, resilient cloth. I want for you to taste when you put those butter pecan lips on mine. Free, safety, and love in a way that you've never been able to embody or encapsulate with any other woman before you kissed me, because you will understand why it didn't work out previously. See, I'm your destiny, your good thing. God didn't make me a girlfriend and a fiancé just because he wanted to have something that he could amuse himself with. No. He brought me up in a way that I would understand my worth, made me understand that my most important relationship was with him, and the way to approach him was with me having his son to speak on my behalf, so to speak, since day one. So here I am, kissing you and those butter pecan lips of yours, and I want you to taste all that I have to bring to the table because I'm able. I don't want you to kiss me and then move on. No, this is what I want you to do. Kiss me from now until infinity and understand why. When a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. I'm not trying to be your dessert. I'm a soul food dinner. And even without a king, I'm a queen. In peace.
Wow. Gina Storm. As Danielle would say, that piece, I'm glad you brought us something delicious to listen to.
Look, I don't even have a sweet tooth, and I'm feeling like I need dessert. I appreciate y'all for real.
Yo,
That was serious.
Okay,
that was serious.
Yeah, I'm a little speechless about that one. Right
there. Oh. Okay, so Daniel Hesner, we will allow your final answer to be speechless, because I'm not mad. I understand it. I get it. And the wonderful thing about Poetic is he's been around for so long that this is what he expects. So I'm glad that I didn't disappoint. Like I said, when y'all muted me initially, all I could think was this topic was built for me. I love it. Let's go. So, like I said before, she ready in my Tiffany voice. One love, one mic, y'all. Happy Wednesday. I'm glad I can make it in queue.
One love, one mic. Yes.
My tablet is acting up and really, really just like, I don't know what's going on with it. It's just like stuff is jumping all over. Lord, okay. All right, I got it. Okay. Well, I don't see anybody else with their hands up. I don't know what y'all scared for. I see you listening.
I don't know what they're scared of.
Okay.
Maybe they might need a little mood music. You know what? Let's see if we can encourage them.
Okay. Man, I was muted. Yes, that's one of my favorite songs. Man, oh man. Y'all playing. Raise your hands and come on out here and read these pieces, man.
They can play if they want to, but King Atterbury, he at work and he had to go to a patient, but he sent me his piece to read for him. So I'm going to go ahead and read his piece.
All right, the mic is yours.
All right, it's called Here It Comes. My cappuccino existence come to you as a privilege. I'm in natural attendance where I found your hidden village. Allow me to bring the business as you stare and bear witness. Come along and kiss this taste, my divine vintage. Formulations of what you want to have on my behalf. Let me open up a path and guide you with my staff. Be your flavor of the year or anytime volunteer. Call me Lucky Souvenir or the engineer that's prepared to go anywhere I'm in and out of bounds. Complete a cipher, touch you with thoughts, how and sound. Making it crystal clear off ideas that are far and near. I'm automatic delivering to your habit with no fear. King Atterbury. Poof.
Oh,
man.
All right.
Man.
Man, over here with a nice hot piece. I'm like,
I got a song for his hot piece. Mm-hmm. I hadn't heard this song in a while, but I'll let my man just sing it.
Whoa, 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 yeah. Whoa, 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 yeah. Oh. Whoa, oh, oh, yeah, yeah. Take off those heels, lay on my bed. Whisper dirty secrets while I'm pulling on your hair. Poison in our veins, but we don't even care. Candles dripping on your body, baby, this ain't truth or dare. Everybody wonders where we run off to. My body on your body, baby, sticking like some glue. Naughty last get naughty, girl, it's only one or two. The fever's fucking running, feel the heat between us two. I'm gon' ride, I'm gon' ride, I'm gon' ride, I'm gon' ride on you, baby, on you, lady, all night. Just don't stop believing. on your back, like you're right there. Don't have to say it twice, love, there's nothing here to fear. Taking it back to where it's clear. Rolling on and on, sounds of love are in the air. I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride on you, baby, on you, lady, all night, all night. I'm gonna take care of your body, I'll be gentle, don't you scream. Getting out of make it stop, to feel your chest on top of me. I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride. Up all the way down to your feet. Yeah. Sun's coming up, you're on my side. I rub your thigh, you look in my eye, and I just see the sky. So high, I'm but so I ain't smoked yet. I'm just coming down from there.
I'm gonna ride, I'm gonna ride.
That took me back.
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to read a piece. This is going to be taking me back to. Okay. It's called Beast Mode. I thought he was still at work. I was trying to freshen him up before he got home, but to my surprise, he'd gotten off early because he climbed right in the shower with me. Only he didn't kiss me this time. He just pushed me against the shower wall, put his legs between mine, and stuck his dick deep inside me. Fucked my pussy hard and long, longer than usual. Man, this man was full of energy and rough. I liked it. He turned me around and pulled my legs up so fast I thought I would flip. But he just slammed me back against the wall, holding my legs up and bouncing me on that dick, drilling me. And he put his face against mine and darted his tongue in my ear, kissed me and bit my neck. He put his hand around my throat and said, "Don't say shit, not a fucking word." He sucked my left breast and then the right. And all I could do was moan from the pleasure. He was fucking me so good, I was coming all over that bitch. I came so hard, I started squirting. And when he felt that warm liquid coming from him, running over his back and down his thighs, he pulled out, knelt down, and started listening and sucking on my clit. But his thing was, never let a good squirt run away. Kiss that shit. Got out of the shower and said, come with me. And when I followed him into the bedroom, he grabbed me and kissed me like it was our first date and passionate. And then he shoved me on the bed and my pussy juiced right back up because I already knew what was happening. Now, we had role play and rough fucked before, but not like this. He ravished my body like he was fucking me for vengeance. He was grunting and squeezing and biting, and I almost passed out from the passion. He tried to flow a stroke, but I could feel the buildup coming. He thrust harder and faster, and oh, he was about to. Oh, shit. I never did get a taste.
My goodness. My goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Ooh. that was very delicious indeed. Man, the temperature just rose in this room. I mean, I kinda had a piece that I was going to do, but hearing this piece it kinda made me switch gears, so you know, so if I may, this piece is called, thank you, Heavenly Waterfall. Open your mind and legs so I can see and taste heaven. As sure as the oxygen has my lungs breathing, God made you and God made me. So somewhere in between our birth and death date, we should exchange praises and hymns in the garden, so we can consume the art of creation while sipping and drinking on our lust libations. Because I need to feel your fountain rain down on me. Please moisturize me. And I open my throat chakra to be the eternal pathway of your golden liquid elixir any given day. The God of creation will cast me out for being so nasty with you about all things brilliantly filthy erotic. Because the way you open your legs for me to enter your warm, wet, juicy, and inviting love nest, it makes me want to confess that I'm highly addicted to the way you cream. And your orgasms I play on repeat like a lucid, wet dream. My taste buds have a spidey sense that's tingling, reminding me that you're supposed to be anointing them with your flavor. The journey with you through erotic fantasies will be an endeavor. When I yearn and thrive to become a part of forever, meaning I'm yours and you're mine for each other's pleasure. My lips are waiting to taste your pussy lips while I part them with my fingertips, because I want to taste this side of heaven as you nestle your legs around my ears like earmuffs leaving. No room for your splash to not have a warming home. Yes, baby, go ahead. Moan as loud as you want. We're alone. I'll lick and suck your clit till you say, oh, shit, while you're breathing and body grieving. The last attempt you tried to stop me from tasting your ecstasy. Now give me my rain from heaven all over my beard and moisturize me times seven. I'm waiting anxiously and patiently. But do make me wait too. Don't make me wait too long, because I'm thirstily wanting your waterfall in my mouth and on my beard and all. That's that piece.
Jesus, man, it's just... Oh, I'm not used to using certain language.
I mean, you started it with that piece. I mean, you came with that piece. You changed what I was going to do, and, you know, I had to go a different direction.
Okay. All right. You know, that was super, super hot. That was very hot. I'm going to open up this next mic. We got to call it in here.
Absolutely.
Oh, area code 973. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Good evening. This is Edwina. Good evening. You guys got it hot in here.
Hey, Edwina.
Love,
yes,
how you
yes.
doing?
I'm doing okay. You know, I was trying to wait until I got home. I pulled over and said, let me join you guys because it's getting hot and heavy. And it's after
dark. Oh, yes. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's all right. Yeah.
That I have one that I wrote
Edwina.
Just about lips because you know what? That to me is the most attractive part of a man's face, in my opinion. And you guys
mm-hmm.
brought that up. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's, you can tell a lot by that corner of the lip, you know? That one little
oh,
corner.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sure
all right, this one doesn't have a title, but.
Wait a minute. We got a question of the evening, love.
You can't just jump right in there, Edwina. You can't just jump right in there. We got to slowly ease you on into this thing, baby.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Edwina.
Yes.
If you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
Oh, that is a loaded question. What flavor? I don't know. I'm sorry, you're going to turn me into a giggling teenager here. That question
is all right. That's
all right.
That's
all right.
Giggle,
that's
girl.
All right.
Giggle.
I would say caramel.
Ooh, yes.
No.
Warm caramel, hot, sticky. Yes, baby. Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, my
God.
That's
what I'm talking about.
I got to open these windows.
Right.
Yeah, I had to get a cup of ice. Yeah.
All right.
But absolutely. Now, the mic is yours.
Okay. Ooh, let me cool off a little bit. Okay. All right. I think about your bottom lip in all of my free time. It fascinates me how often it is that your lips are on my mind. It reminds me of Bubblicious with pride of place front and center and artful mahogany canvas. When you bite it, it's downright mannish, brandishing a secret weapon. I go rum and bubble gum. And the fun of tasting my flavor in your beard. I want to name that little tuft of hair right there, the one that glistens wet when you come up for air. I focus on your lips whenever I can. Got me losing focus on words I can't understand. Adventuresome, my wonderland. I want to hear you, but it's kind of hard with that wolfish way you pronounce your R's and the wicked way that you lick your lips, lips that wayward bunny switch. Instantly, I'm hedonist. Somebody should paint this, pan in on just those lips. The artfulness got me fever pitch. Would it do you any harm if I kissed you in that dip that forms your dimples? And would you see me differently if I invited you to take one knee and service me hungrily? Let me be the boss till those lips and that beard are sufficiently glossed. Imbibe in my ocean, let's get lost. Shatter me with a button kiss. On my peach pit, give it just 1 minute. Seal it off with a kiss, a perfect ending, imagined in magic, though it doesn't become me. I'm lost in the Louvre of your lips like a daydream. And that's that piece. It got me all nervous.
Ooh,
what you nervous for, girl? What you nervous for? You gotta be nervous with the love song, baby.
My goodness, yes.
Yeah. Ooh. It's all love up in here. It's all good. What's that?
She,
okay, you don't disappoint.
She really got a thing for those lips. Puck up,
yeah.
Baby. Just puck up,
yeah,
baby. Just puck up.
It ain't me tonight.
Oh,
I'm just taking notes.
Okay. This piece was really hot. I love this piece. I was with it. Mm.
Thank you.
You said so much in this piece. The head, the mind. You tapped into the mind and gave us all these visuals. And I'm sitting here like, biting my bottom lip, like, yep. Go ahead, kiss me right there. Go ahead. Yeah, right there.
You know what? My big brother told me a long time ago, he said, you got to get into their head before you get in their bed. And that's most,
right.
That's what the fun is.
Absolutely.
Oh, girl. I live by that. And yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, Edwina, that's exactly what I was going to do. I was going to do a nice sapiosexual piece, but Danielle came with all of that hot energy, and I just had to match it. You know, I couldn't just leave her out there by herself now.
I'm over here clutching my pearls. Wait a minute.
Either way, they're all hot, man.
Pieces are hot, yes. Yes. I gotta wipe my window because listening to Edwina's piece is kind of foggy and steamy in here now. So I got the,
listening to both of y'all, my whole cup of ice done melted. Jordan just brought this upstairs to me. I didn't even get a piece. I got a chance to eat one piece. So I'm serious. Y'all hear that? It's liquid.
Y'all. Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. Love it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much
for calling in. And I'm going to put you over in the Love Lounge with everybody else. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Ooh-wee.
Okay now.
Whew. All right.
Who we
got next? This next microphone.
Who we got next?
I got a suggest Jay.
My bros.
Hello.
What's up,
hey.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear us?
No, man. I had my hand up since yesterday, man. Y'all be tripping. Y'all playing music
like,
and all the rest of it. So now you got Van in on this stuff, man. This is not cool. I'm for real, man. Y'all need an HR department. Need some suggestion box. Come on, man.
Now, Jess J.
Yes, sir.
Jess J.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You know I'm looking at the board. You know I'm in the studio.
I know. That's why I said you got to be in on it.
I can see who raised their hand and who ain't raised their hand.
Okay.
And brother, you've been sitting here chilling. You've been sitting here chilling the whole show and ain't raised your hand. Matter of fact, they done labeled you the last minute poet, man, because you raised your hand at the last minute.
I'm shot dead in the streets, but you lying, so I can give you this.
Oh man!
Try that one on.
You did good tonight, though. You got in here.
No, you got a man in on it with you. That's not cool, man. The station manager, I expect more from this guy. You know what I'm saying? Who else I'm gonna call? When I go to customer service.
Hey, man! Listen. You got to talk to customer service between the business hours of 8 and 4:30, man. After four thirty, man, it's over, man. It's over. You gotta wait till the next business day, man.
Oh, he's threatening my life, everybody. Hey, if I don't let you do no more force, y'all know why. Y'all don't hear no more force from me, y'all know why. I'm sorry, Mr. Van. Mr. H. Triple H.
Yes, sir.
That's a
real
assassin.
Wait a minute. Where my water bottle at?
There you go.
Oh my God,
I ain't got that,
please.
So I mean, that's a hit and a half right there alone. Sir, I will have your water bottle ready. I'll go see that, right?
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Mr. H. I got
you. Oh, man. Good to hear you, bro.
Man, yeah. Good to hear y'all. Yeah. Y'all are here having a smashingly good show.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Now, I thought I'd ask you this question, Jay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. If you could kick me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Cherry.
Did you say dark cherry?
Say that again. I couldn't. You said dark cherry or black
dark
cherry?
Dark cherry.
Dark cherry. My man.
It's like I'm two things in life, huh?
Yeah.
Man, people
me to write something just now.
Yeah, I was just going to say, man, people sleeping on cherries, man. Cherries are some good fruit, man.
Ooh,
but, you know, man, cherries used to be the thing. It was cherries and strawberries, and I don't know where they are. Not even wrapping grapefruit around things and everything, man.
Right. Bruh.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I made
the other day.
I made me a smoothie today with cherries. Just cherries, strawberries, yogurt. Mm. Oh my God. When I tell you that, because I'm usually mixing my fruit with all different stuff, but I never blended strawberries and cherries together. Just those.
Mm.
With vanilla yogurt.
It should have had a good texture
coconut
to
water.
It too, bro.
Ooh, my God, it was so good, man. It was so good. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Get this man a cigarette.
Man, please give me one. A Newport, please. A Newport.
Get this man a port.
Oh,
a 100.
Yes, sir. 100. There you go. Don't give me that short stuff. Give me that 100.
Oh,
2 hits, I guarantee it'd be gone.
Look, I just went shopping, and I bought like 4 bags of cherries. I think I gave one to Pharrell, but I tore them cherries up. I think I ate one bag of cherries. I love cherries, and they were nice and dark, too. I love black cherries, man. Whew, Lordy.
I guess I called that one right today.
Yeah, you did.
That cherry residue.
Yeah, man.
Got to be more careful. Got to be more careful.
Oh, Lord. All right, Jay. Now, I know you brought us something to listen to. I know you did. So whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
All right, I appreciate y'all. All right. Name of this piece right here is called Lily and Wheat. How bountiful is the beauty of a lily? Could awkward words flow evenly enough to draw in her outline or color in her colors, contours, and aroma? How do you express intangibleness? Is it fair to try with the lips? Could Webster's descript suffice to see beauty, grace, and integrity as sterile as his depiction would be? Is lovely, isn't she? Yes. Like the rain over parched terrain, says the growing grain, sustenance, his purpose and aim. Lily, forgive my shame. Might I know your name? If not, I fear you will be forever ingrained in some aspect of my mental imagery causing some type of neurological injury, subject, sensibility, and symmetry. Lily, solidly but artfully and delicately balanced, cream of the crop, queen of the pageant, with a desire to be established. No pastry that enters this mouth would ever be as sweet than me saying, Lily. I am your wheat. And please.
Oh, man.
Man. He got me over here and got me wanting to call somebody and tell a girl, let me taste your lily. Bruh. Bruh.
Your tulip.
Bruh.
I heard your piece earlier.
Bruh.
It's not unique,
man,
by the way.
Listen, man.
It's not like several pieces got mashed together into some type of drizzle. But that's what's up.
No, man, that was just all one piece, bro. All one piece. But I appreciate you, though, man. You pay attention too much. But
no, that was any abstract women that got thrown together to make one piece. I heard you.
That
was at least 3-4 women that you were describing there. I got you, bro.
Well, see, in that case, yeah. Yeah, that was some definite abstract. My bro, yeah.
Oh,
you Frankenstein the woman. You ain't here, Danielle?
I heard. I was
but,
being trying to cool off.
But, man, You know, it's one thing, man. When you write these kind of pieces, man, you actually make the listener want to investigate, right? Because and here's why I say that, because I know lilies are a beautiful flower. Used to be one of my ex-wives' favorite. It's one of my ex-wives' favorite flower, a lily. And,
oh wow!
But now, in my head, after hearing this piece, you make me want to go deeper into the origin of a lily, and really break down why and what is the significance of it. That's why I said, right. Taste my lily. I wrote that down. Taste my lily. I'm gonna use that in a dope piece, bro.
Right.
Real talk, man. Real talk.
Yes, sir.
No, go ahead, Jay. The origin.
Oh, the origin on it came from when it was said that Solomon, in all his splendor, doesn't look as good as one of these lilies of the field.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. Yes. And, you know, Solomon, bro, Solomon was smooth. He's a smooth cat. He was a smooth
cat. Oh, he was.
Who
was that came all that way, that one queen that came all that way just to talk to him and see how smart he was, and she brought him some of everything.
Everything, man, everything. But Solomon was a smooth dude, man. Yeah, man.
But he was.
I'm sorry.
700 wives that make you smooth.
700 wives, man. Look, man, he not only had wives, he had wives, concubines, girlfriends, mistresses. Mm-hmm. Bro, he had them all. I know the other men was just looking at him like, bro, can we at least get one? Can we have one?
Right. I wouldn't ask Steve for one because he'd kill you.
He'd kill you,
yeah,
man.
He would. He'd have you clean, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Man.
Wow. Man. Been loving the show, y'all. I'm about to get out y'all way. I appreciate y'all putting up with my shenanigans, and that's for real.
Well, we appreciate you raising your hand early.
Oh, see, there we go, man. You can't let it go, man. You can't let it go, bro.
This is going in the book. This is going on the records because I don't even know what.
Oh, you don't
want
to do that? It's all
the
discrimination and Van medals. I mean, poetic medals.
Oh, man, hilarious. Hilarious.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you
so much for calling in.
Y'all be easy.
You too. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, bro. Man.
Oh, man. Yo, hold on one second, because ladies and gentlemen, it is actually 10:30. That means you have a half an hour before the blog, because lady says no entrance. The dialing number is 319-527-6300. And please, come on, let's see y'all press 1. I see y'all putting your hands up. I like that. All right.
Yeah,
yeah, we got us a VIP.
We see you.
This is my diva. Hey, diva. How you doing tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, Mr. VIP.
Hello, diva. Hey, poetic. I got some private time, so I figured I'd slide in, you know.
Oh, yes. Come slide through.
Nice show tonight, if I must say so myself.
Thank you,
darling.
Yes. And what you got going on, love?
Girl, look, hopefully Friday I'll be sitting out in this balcony doing Express Your Vibe Friday night at 9 p.m. If I can't, I'll put an emergency holler in. But other than that, I'm chilling. I'm trying to chill. It's hot down here.
It's all good, though.
It's all good. But let me lay this piece on y'all. Y'all ready?
No.
I know.
No.
Wait a minute. What is everybody coming in? Y'all just skipping over.
What's the problem? What makes it so bad is how you going to have a host of their own show call in and not even try to answer questions? You're trying to jump into the piece.
I know, right?
Where did they do that at?
That's what I was saying, right?
Okay. All right. Well, lay it on me. If that's the case, lay it on.
Ms. VIP.
Yes.
Can I borrow your ear for a moment?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, if you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
If I could take a sip of you, the flavor would be watermelon. I would lick and slurp the taste of you, make it happen over and over again. Because you would get wet the more I sucked. I would slurp up your essence until you were drained. See, it's my favorite flavor, and I would have to have it daily to satisfy me, to savor. It would be your pleasure, too, especially since I love to do it to you. The taste would come every day, then we'd make love in every way. I crave the taste. Nothing would ever go to waste. I could mix it with some of my own essence, but why let a good thing be fixed when it's not broke? I'm trying to tell you, it's on when you're doing that long stroke. Can you feel me? Are you close? Baby, you ready? I can tell you are, because you're saying yes, baby. It's never maybe when you release that flavor. That's that piece.
Well, damn. What did I walk into?
La Perla Negra.
Okay.
You know what? I think I'm pregnant. It was all that licking and slurping till I'm dry flavor. Yeah, I'm pregnant.
I could be
well, I don't know about getting pregnant, but that piece came my mouth watering because I know a couple things about some watermelons.
I'm not
going to divulge that.
I know Van doesn't like watermelon, but if I were to take a sip, that's what he'd be oozing out of his pores.
Or somebody would.
Lord, Jesus.
All right,
I'm glad I could slide in tonight. I wish something was sliding, baby love. Lord have mercy.
Girl, don't get me started.
These grands got me tired. Do you hear me?
I hear you. It's all good, though. You gotta love the baby.
So I had to slide on the balcony in some privacy to express myself a little bit.
So I
had to take
my locks down for that.
I wish I had some trust and believe, because none of that would go away. None of it.
Before we let you go, can you tell us what's going on next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday, I am back, and we are back in the love zone. With me, Miss VIP, and my sexy diva, La Perla Negra. It's on. So y'all come out and have some fun with us next Wednesday evening. All right.
I know they can't wait to have you back, because these topics, when you gone, oh, my goodness.
My name is Shaggy.
I'm Shaggy too, because it ain't even happening over here.
I know that's right.
All right, y'all.
Jesus, thank you. I'm going to set you over in the love line. One love, one mic. Let me do this real quick, Jim, before we open up this next microphone. Y'all are bad.
It's your show.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Love Zone. Goodness gracious. Y'all just cutting up in here tonight. Oh, we got some more callers coming up in here. We're going to open up this next microphone. But before we do, I have to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, Author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet. Without him, there would be no us. Let me open up this next microphone.
Hey,
Granville.
Okay, we're going to come back to him. I think we having some issues. We don't want to eavesdrop. So we're going to go to this next caller.
Speak for yourself. If I grab me some popcorn, speak for
you.
Yourself.
You know what? You ain't right. You are not right. We're going to open this up to, oh, hey. One of my favorite New York joints. Hey, J-Rob, the wise son. Welcome to the Love Zone. How you doing?
Tonight's a great night to be a poet. How are y'all?
What's good with you, Batman?
What's happening, Sharp Claws? How you doing, man?
Oh, man, I'm chilling, bro. How you doing, man?
Come on, man. You so cool. You make Ice jealous. You so smooth. You make slick. You make silk turn to fire paper. I'm just saying. Can I be in the same world with you, brother? Can I please be in the same world,
man,
with you? I'm just saying. In other words, in the words of Ice T, how can I be down?
You down, bro. You down, brother.
Love
her. Hey,
girl. I know good. Goddamn well, when God created you, he was like, I'm going to need a day off because this shit only happens once in a while.
Oh, you son of a funny devil. I like that.
I'm just telling the truth. All the other angels was like, but what about me? And he was like, I'll get to you in a minute. I just did some shit I'm proud of. I'm going to get back to y'all.
Oh, thank you for that. That was beautiful. Thank you. And how you doing tonight, bro?
Hey, listen, tonight's a good night. Had some good meetings going on. Met with a couple of my mentees to let them know this mentoring thing is for real, and life is good. Life is good.
Good to hear, bro.
Yes, it is. And I have to ask you this question.
Girl, the way I'm feeling, you can ask me whatever is on your mind.
All right, well then, let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
If you could sip me off your lips,
if I could
what flavor would I be? If you
If I could sip you off my lips?
Yes. What flavor would I be?
What would you taste like?
Yes.
Wow.
Sweet baby Jesus.
I would have to say chocolate licorice.
Oh, chocolate licorice. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Because chocolate licorice tastes like melted ice cream. It's a whole party in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
With just two people, the licorice and your tongue.
Yeah, you like the flavor of the laugh, I see. The licorice don't go nowhere no time soon.
It damn sure don't. That's why you got to suck licorice, not chew it.
Lord.
But that's just me.
You's nasty.
That's just me. That's just me and my twisted dreams. Cause you know I dream big. That's just me. I tend to dream big. My bad.
No. It's all good. It's all good. Okay. Before you get into your piece, because I know you brought us something delicious, can you tell us what you got going on over there in the different universe? You got your partner in crime over here tonight.
Listen, all I'm going to tell y'all, bring your ass. You don't want to miss this. We got a surprise. We got a surprise tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is Bring Your Ass Poetry. If I haven't already hit you up to tell you what the topic is, because it's elemental, choose one of the four. You could be the earth, the wind, the water, or the fire, however you want to bring it. Bring your ass tomorrow night, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to be the Get Down. Starring that dude Van Meadows, co-hosted by the Dark Knight himself of poetry, J. Rob the Wise Son. And every single one of y'all, we have to thank y'all for everybody who continues to come through and support the Get Down. And I can't wait to hear what y'all got tomorrow night. It's going to be, so sexy. Wait till y'all hear the surprise we got. Can't tell you now.
Yeah.
That was a little surprise. And we on a love zone. So let's keep it in love.
All right.
But bring your ass. In the words of Roland Martin, bring your ass.
Yeah.
Bring it. Don't miss this and have somebody say to you, you should have been on the Get Down.
Okay.
You should have came by the Get Down. Don't be that person. All y'all got one job. Show up. This is going to be worth it. Trust me. This one's going to be worth it. You got one job on Thursday night. Stick it down.
I'll be there with bells on.
Yeah, you put on them LL charms, girl. Let me see what you doing with them. Watch your earrings jingle.
Oh yeah. Go on, baby. Go ahead, baby. Yeah, I ain't gonna get fired.
Oh yeah, I'm
about to go get old booty earrings too.
I'm just saying, girl. Listen, we could do that joint because. All I gotta do is change the poetry up and be like, La Perla Negra got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but La Perla got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you.
See ya.
La Perla got a big old butt. I know I told you I'd be true, but La Perla got a big old butt, so I'm leaving you.
See ya.
Boom.
I was on the Get Down, sipping on the milkshake, playing the wall, taking a break. I'm sorry.
That's when I seen her. Her name was Danielle. I said, how you doing? My name is L.
Y'all crazy. Yo, can I ask something before you get into your piece? Both of y'all. Y'all going to do a show like that, though?
You're not ready yet. You're not ready yet.
They're not ready.
I'm ready.
You're not ready.
I'm ready.
They're not ready.
I mean, we definitely got some things planned. We definitely got some things planned. Y'all just wait. Oh, man, just wait.
All right, y'all got us anxious. You got us real anxious.
When I will give y'all this. Three of my favorite cartoon shows are going songs. Are going to be on the playlist tomorrow. One star in Bugs Bunny, because I got to have Bugs. One star in the Jetsons, and one star in Fred Flintstone. You got to tune in and see what kind of music we bump in tomorrow. It's going to be that kind of party.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I might just put my earrings in just for the hell of it. Anyway.
Girl, don't make me hit you with that eep, op, ork, ah, ah.
Oh, no, you didn't. Stop playing. All right, Jay.
That's my joint.
Yeah. All right. I'm seeing the dance in my head and everything. Oh, my God.
What? The chicks was dope. They're like, eat up, work, ah, ah. I was like, that's my thing.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to watch it with a funny, funny face. And you know he was mad ghetto about it. He's like, and when I smile the way I do, girl, that means I love you too. My God, Jet Stream is my man.
Oh, man. Yes, this is my brother. This is definitely my brother.
So enough. Now, J-Rob. What did you do?
What? I could do the Bugs Bunny voice too.
Tonight? Oh, God, not Bugs, please.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I'll calm down. But that Eep Op Orc shit, that's coming tomorrow. Y'all just get a grip.
I can't wait.
Anybody under 25, this ain't going to be your kind of flavor when you hear this music. But you're going to vibe with
no.
it and be like, J Rob and Van Meadows, those are my dudes from now on. Watch. Anyway, the piece, if you ever saw the Five Heartbeats, there's a song that they have, Nights Like This.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The mic is yours.
I want to write. I want to write steamy love letters to her in between her stretch marks with my tongue and French kiss every single one of her flaws. I want these words to sail across her skin like steady soaring eagles that sail skyward, sliding over cloud formations that skip rocks on still waters that can identify the smallest of creatures and swoop down claiming victory in silence. As I sleep across rays of sunshine covered in pan-African juju, as I slightly slumber on blankets of soft beds of well wishes and soft kisses that taste like lilac peppermint sticks and make her feel extraordinary. I love the softness of her lips, the warmth of her breath, the scent of her perfume, the wetness of her tongue as we slow dance in my living room to real slow jams with our telephones off. It's the perfect combination of what real romantic evenings are supposed to look like as we slow dance and slow grind and dry hump in circles as our tongues continue to do ballerina pirouettes in both of our mouths while that rain outside keeps pouring and on my radio all you hear is Nights Like This. You know the rest. And that's that piece.
Hold on. In between the stretch marks of my tongue.
Yeah, I want to write steamy love letters to her in between her stretch marks with my tongue and French kiss every single one of her flaws.
Oh,
remember back in the day when your teachers gave you loose leaf paper and you had to write in between the lines?
Yeah.
That's the metaphor, her stretch marks.
Bro. That was beautiful. Lord, you all had these girls out here falling in love.
Ain't nobody trying to dance with old Eddie King Jr.
Okay. You have no idea how many women out here with stretch marks on you, trust me. And got issues.
Girl, any of you women listening to this with stretch marks, holler at your boy.
Yeah,
oh, they're going to holler.
Girl, bring your little tiger stripe self here. Bring your little tiger stripe here.
Yeah. Watch me write some shit to you in French.
Let me tell you how those stripes are too, Mademoiselle Tue Tre Tre Bo.
Yeah, I gotta learn to speak French. I I'm going to take some courses. I ain't playing with it now.
I speak French.
Come on.
I say this.
Come on.
I say the sexiest shit in French. I will hold say you
something.
Close and be like, French fries.
Oh,
baby, do you want some of this French vanilla coffee?
What?
Vanilla creamer?
Yeah. If I made you laugh, I'm not in trouble.
Oh, man. My bro.
Oh, God.
Bro.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Oh, man.
My folks. You are crazy. Oh, God. Y'all see why we love him?
I do nothing. I do nothing.
Jesus. Oh, all right. I caught my breath again. Okay. Thank you, love. Thank you so much for that.
Hey, thank you, too. Thank you, too, because you got on this show and gave an old man an opportunity to spit some poetry of when he was a younger man and kind of cute. So thank you. Thank you. Life is good.
Thank you, Cleveland. They think you cute.
Aww. You tell Linda, my mama said thank you. I'm gonna go over in the Love Lounge and just sit down and sing Bugs Bunny odd cartoon tunes to myself.
Why? VIP is over there. You can talk to her. And so is
okay.
Gina. I'm gonna
go over there. I'm gonna rub her feet while singing. Someone's rocking my dream boom.
She needs her feet rubbed, too. She really, really does. That is one of my favorite cartoons, my Bugs. You know Bugs is my favorite.
Y'all better tune in tomorrow.
Oh, man. I'm definitely going to be there.
Better.
And wait till y'all hear the surprise. Oh, I ain't trying to spoil it because it ain't Thursday night yet.
Oh, Lord. You're making us more and more anxious here.
Yeah. I want to use her hair as harp strings and write romantic notes to her while kissing her most intimate disclosures and her rare accessories. And I'm sorry, it's not my turn. I gotta go to VIP lounge.
I'm sorry.
It's not my turn.
Yeah,
my
bad. I'm putting you over there in the love.
Hey,
now.
Y'all have a good night. You too have a good night. And let somebody else get in here and say some stuff. I'm going to write romantic gestures that sound erotic, but they're sexy and grown-up-like.
Lord have mercy. Bye, J-Rob. One love,
good
one.
Night, beloved. Van Meadows, peace and blessings, bro.
Peace and blessings, bro.
Wow.
Brother, man. J-Rob,
yes. We're going to try Granville one more time, see if everything is calmed down now.
Hey,
welcome
did
to the Love Zone. Yes, we opened your mic. But,
yes, we did, man. I had to give me some popcorn all that you had going on, man. I was watching this movie, man, listening to you, man, you know. I grabbed some popcorn, man.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, wait till you bought some popcorn.
Yeah, man. When we came to your mic the first time,
on.
Man, you had a show going on, man. I had to give me some popcorn so I can watch and listen, man.
Yeah.
So, wait till you were here with me.
Yeah,
yes,
man.
Yes, we heard you. Yes, we did.
I had no idea.
That's all
I
right,
know
brother.
You didn't.
It's all right.
It's okay. Welcome to the Love Zone, Grandpa.
Welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was here looking for a poem I wanted to perform that I didn't have. I did not have memorized, but it was getting hard to look at. I have many of them. You know what? I like the fact that you all have he watched poetry on different nights because I don't just like to perform my erotic poetry because when I do, people associate you with only erotic poetry. And I have to tell him, no, I have other strengths, you know. But I'm good at erotic poetry too, and they just want to like define you. Oh, no, you know. But I like erotic too. I like erotic because that's how we got here. Is eroticism that made us. That's what made babies. You know?
That's right.
Yeah, you know, that's what we agree. So we have to have eroticism. And I posted on recently. Oh, tonight. I posted on, when I shared the post. Today, it said sex matters.
All right. Well, before you get into your piece, I have to ask you the question.
Yes.
Of the evening. If you could sip me off of your lips, what flavor would I be?
What flavor would you be?
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to flavor, there's I associate, there's that liquor. What? I don't remember what the damn liquor name, but I associate that taste with sex. It's what the, and you know it, you know I made about four babies off of that liquor stuff.
I know that's right, brother.
And you know what? It wasn't just four babies, you know.
Oh wow!
Oh.
Wow, bro.
You got twins. I'm a twin. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You have twins too?
I am a twin.
Oh, you are a twin. Okay. So I will advise you to stay away from me.
Okay.
Otherwise, we might make some more twins.
Lord.
Okay. Anyway, you know what? Since we're talking about twins and making babies, I did see this other poem that I wanted to do, too. I thought about it. It's called Sexual Reproduction. Okay, the mic is on? The mic is mine? Yeah, okay, let me see. Where the fuck is this shit? Anyway, let me do this. Since you're talking about babies being made, I'm going to do this poem for you that is called Mothers Are Made. Our hearts races violently. I am in a trance. To Robin, to Rustin, bearing down with animalistic tendencies, while beneath me she lays, and happily so. She receives my every trust and eagerly awaits the other. Her impulse to comply, the oneness, the unison, working as if the fate of mankind depends upon us, and does. The huffing, the puffing, until finally it comes to a climactic crescendo. As we lay entwined, she wears a smile that is obvious to the blind. Standing up, I look down upon her smiling face and ask, "Want more?" her smile widens. If you want to, she says, still smiling and making snow angels in the bed. But that was 2 hours, I said. Well, you ask, come cuddle with me then. That I can do for an hour or two. Then I'll have to go. My work is done here. I shall then leave the incubating to you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Very nice, Granville. Very nice. Man.
Thank you. I have to look up some of my more erotic pieces so I can perform here, because they've been on the backbone for so long. I have a lot of other pieces. I have one of them called Cocks Up, another one called Get Her Done, and the Vagina Chronicles.
Wow.
And I did a poem called What's in a Penis at a Show, and after I finished, 7 ladies came up to me and began to talk to me. One of them asked me to write a poem about the vagina. You know, I'm thinking, like, that's a big compliment, because I don't have a vagina. But anyway,
okay.
Over the course of the time, I wrote 8 poems about the vagina. I call them the Vagina Chronicles. I've never, ever performed one of them.
Never?
You know? Never. I've never.
Wow.
I never performed one of them. Because I write all the time. I write my, you know. I write what's on my head, when I write things that are relative, you know, to people, because that's what people really want. That's the clarity that people looking for. People want to know that if they are relating to life as they should. So when as artists we come up and we say something that's relative to their existence, it touches them and they remember it, you know, because it gives them clarity. And make them know that, okay, I am functioning, okay, I'm not alone, you know.
Okay.
So, I have to bring up the Vagina Chronicles.
Absolutely.
Vagina Chronicles.
Vagina Chronicles, I love it.
Yeah, vagina, yeah. I mean, who does not love vagina? Even women love vagina.
Well, I love my own. I don't know about nobody else's, but... Yeah, I guess you're right. Okay.
Our genitalia is the mystery of our lives, and it is the source of our lives, and is the only place that we can meet and come on ground, you know.
I hear
that. Because that sex matters. I mean, you will, you know, when you're horny and the other partner horny, you know, it takes the edge off. Nothing else matters.
Mm-hmm.
You get lost in the moment, you know. Sex, when you're having sex, you get lost in the moment, you know.
Yes, sir.
You know,
yeah,
you know, that's why we love to go back, revisit it, because we feel, you know, it's bonding, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's bonding, you know. It's bond us, you know. It's bond us, it produces, it. Oh, you know, it's a beautiful place. That's all I got to say.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to hog the mic too much. And nice talking to you all. And
nice talking to you too, brother.
I'm going to keep, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to make you all a place for me to practice my erotic pieces.
Oh, please do. Yeah, please do.
Yeah, erotic and enlightening, because, you know, like, people ask me, when I tell them I write about the vagina, a lot of women says to me, is it good? Is it good? I say, it's the truth. Is it just because we are all vagina babies. Each and every man that walks the face of the earth and woman comes from a vagina. That's where you were conceived. You know, it's what made us, you know, it's our common place. Mm-hmm. It's about coming through this. You know, so nothing is wrong with erotica. We just have to, you know, we're just beginning to talk about it, and it's not going to stop because people need clarity and people like to understand what they don't understand.
Absolutely.
You know? Absolutely.
Right.
Yes, my brother, yes. Anyway, have a blessed night and do continue the program.
All right, you too, Grandpa.
Thank you, my brother.
You
and
too.
Sister.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Okay. Mm. All right. Next up, we got Venom.
We got
hello,
my bro. What's good?
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's going on with you?
Hey, Venom, how you doing? Talking all that
good.
Behind the scenes. You ain't getting away with nothing. Yeah.
Hey, I was just trying to understand.
I was trying to understand what it is.
No escaping this one, bro.
Okay.
Hey man, look. I'm gonna say this because he gonna understand this. See, the question. I have no problem with the question. But I think it should be rhetorical when you say lips. You didn't say upper or lower.
My bro.
That's it, bro.
That's it. You follow what I'm saying?
Don't
egg him
on, Van. No, no.
What?
The question, no,
just...
wait. No, the question is
your lips,
not mine, your lips.
Uh-huh.
If you could sip me off of your lips, what flavor would I be?
La Perla Negra.
Yeah.
Can I? If you with me, your lips are my lips.
Thank you.
Come on,
now, y'all. Now you see, now it goes back to my question, upper or lower. Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you. See?
Okay,
see, he knows what
laying,
I'm talking playing. About.
Absolutely, bro.
Since we're laying,
but my brother Venom was the only one that picked up on that. Because
yeah.
I did not say upper or lower, but if you listen to my piece,
right.
I definitely talked about upper and lower. My brother.
That's right. Thank you, man. Thank you, man. I appreciate
me being
you,
a woman posing that question, okay? Since you lay in claim, you choose which lips. Since you're coming like that.
Honestly, I would go lower. I would go both, but you know what I'm saying? I might spend more time on the lower than the upper, but. Either way, it depends on the passion going on, you know? I mean, I love the kids, so it might be I'll stay there at the top and then work my way down, or I might work my way up. It don't matter. As long as they both are satisfied. All sets of lips
is
good.
That's right.
Get no argument out of me.
No argument, bro. No argument.
I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. I was listening to the question and I read it like several times and I was like, okay, something's missing here, but okay, well,
you know.
I said, okay. And that's why I said, I don't know if I'm keeping this like, you know, PG or if I can be adult with this matter. Yeah, I just
hold
need to know.
Excuse me, one second. PG does not fit in the love zone. It does not fit in the love zone. It's excommunicated. It does not belong in here, okay, unless you're talking about pussy.
Dang, Venom. You made her bring out her little John Wick people. PG is excommunicado.
That's right. It has no place. Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm like, oh, man, did I get John Wick?
Right, you got John Wick, bro.
I got John Wick. Hey, well, I'm going to consider that an honor, man, because I love that. I love that whole John Wick series. So I'm going to consider that an honor.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, I'm a fan. Yeah,
hey, man,
yeah.
Okay, can I have a man moment real quick, if you don't mind?
Please.
I need to have a man moment.
I'm
on the real.
Go ahead.
Thank you. My brother.
Yes, sir.
I got a question, and this is for all the men, because I don't know if women are into it. But I don't know if you heard of this. It's a series that just started. It's called Yasuke. Have you heard of it?
I have not.
And I'm going to tell you what it is.
Go ahead.
Tell you what it is. It's about a black samurai. It's a cartoon that just came out. It's on Netflix, but I watch it on my cinema, but it's on Netflix. I'm encouraging everyone to watch it. I don't care if you're men or women.
I'm going to be watching tomorrow while I'm working.
And when I say, I'm going to give you a little tip about it, just a little bit, the beginning. He is a slave. He starts out as a slave, and he becomes a black samurai. And that's all I'm going to say. And this episode, it's only 6 episodes right now, but and they're 30 minutes. But I'm encouraging everyone to check it out, and it's called Yasuke, Yaske, and man, it's really good. I just want people to support it. And the writer of it is a black brother, as well. One of the program directors of it is a black brother. So as long as, we backing our people, man, I'm just putting the word out there. It's really good. And it's kind of like a pilot. They did 6 episodes to see what people thought of it and are thinking of it. So as long as we can get our people behind that, I think it'll continue to keep going, man. And it's really good. The whole, it ain't one of them. It's like a anime, but not like an anime, So it's really good. It's really good.
All right. After I watch all 6 episodes, I'm going to hit you up tomorrow. I'm watching tomorrow.
Yeah, hit me up, please. Please do, because I've been having some conversations with people that I done told about it, and we've been having some real dialogue of how we think it should continue and what they thought about it. So, let's do that.
All right, we'll do.
Yeah. All right, I'm done with the man bonding. Sorry.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate
you. Can I say something? Did you not think that a female would be interested in that kind of thing? I love cartoons.
I mean, but
I love
it's not like,
that.
Okay, I will apologize, Miss La Perla Negra. I will apologize. Mm-hmm. I just know that most men really are the ones, and women kind of, they into their Grey's Anatomy and stuff. I ain't into all that.
I ain't into that.
Now, if y'all tell me Queen of the South, if y'all watch Queen of the South, I'm having a moment. Queen of the South comes to an end tonight. Tonight's the final episode, and it's going off the air. If you into straight-up gangster stuff from a female perspective, Queen of the South is a joint, hands down. Nobody can – it's been on for 5 seasons, and it's bomb. And they get it in. It is no joke. And for a person who, for a woman to be the queen pin of drugs and taking it over, it's good. You be like, you pull for her. Even though it's wrong, you pull for her. Because she's trying, she gets right. You know how they say that song, say, started from the bottom, now I'm here? That's where she is. She was, And so that's how it goes.
Okay.
But if you get a chance, watch Yasuke and check it out and tell me what y'all think. And, good or bad, I've had somebody tell me bad, and I heard way more good than bad because they see where it's going,
Right.
Okay. I'm going
to
check it out.
My
son
list,
probably
so
knows about
tomorrow.
It.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's good. All right. So, What we got here, man? What we got?
What
you
I
know,
want to know
did I
is
answer your question?
You did, you did. But I want to know what you got going on over there on your side of the universe.
Majestic Inc., let's get into it, bro.
Now that I'm back from my vacay, it's about to get going.
This brother had me so envious, man. I was looking at all his pictures on Instagram. Man, he had me so envious.
Man, I was having fun, dude. And I'm about to do part two next month. So, okay. I mean, it's going to be a small part, but it's still going to be some fun. I'm going into the caves and stuff next month. I got talked into it. My daughter and one of her friends want to go, and so we're going to do the whole RV thing again, part two, where we go into the caves, into the water. So y'all probably going to see some videos of that, me hopefully not drowning. You know, but, yeah, we're going to have some fun. We got some fun.
Sound good. Sound good.
So, yeah, Majestic Inc. will be on this Saturday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. I am back in the building. I heard y'all got a big announcement. We got a big announcement that's going to encompass all networks.
Nice.
Network for this announcement. And the way it's going to go down, it's gonna be bomb. And it's going to – everybody, all networks, it's us showing love to everybody. And so you will hear what's going to go down on Saturday. Majestic Inc. This Saturday, man. We gonna get it in, man. We're going to have some fun.
Can't wait.
We're going to have some fun, yeah. So it's all good. It feels good to be back, man. I ain't been, you know – I've been laying low, trying to do this vacation family thing, so now it's time to get it in. So, yeah.
That's it, bro. Ain't nothing wrong with it, man. You got to do that, man. You got to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to recharge the battery a little bit, man. You know?
Yes, sir.
COVID had everybody all jacked up and work be having you stressed out. And so it's like, come on, man. That was my first time ever doing something like that, you know, and camping. And I don't do the outdoor camping. I'm going to sleep in the RV, but.
Right,
you know,
my man.
But when you wake up and, for me being out here, I ain't never woke up where it's like 6 to 8 inches of snow in one day, you know. I've never faced that, you know.
Right.
Wake up and there's a bison next to me, you know, next to the to the RV, like saying, wake up, fool. You know?
Right.
Wake up, fool. Yeah, it's like, you know, to me, that was my highlight, man. I was showing some people at my job, and they was like, that sucker is huge. I'm like, they are huge, you know? And, it was just to be out in nature, man. I could see, not myself living in nature, but just visiting quite often and just hanging out, relaxing.
I got you.
And then you hear the water, the what you call it, the running meadow, you know, and mm-hmm. then you hear the river or whatever while you inside your, you know, you turn on when you can't sleep and you turn on calm and you hear it on your your thing. Well, this was the real deal where you really are hearing it. And it knocked my butt out. I was sleeping like a big dog. I was like, oh, this is so peaceful.
Wow.
It sounds like it, man.
Yeah,
it must have been amazing to be.
Yeah, I have fun. Yeah, it was good for the kids, man. You know what I mean? I took my my cousin's little, his teenage son and his younger daughter, and I took my daughter, and we had fun, man. And just to get them, you know, out there in nature and they running around, you wake up playing with deers and stuff like that, stuff that we don't get to see in the hood. So, you know, it was like, that was good. It was eye-opening, man, you know.
Yes, sir. That's what's up, man.
So we're going to do part two again. You know?
Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for that. Now, I want to know,
yes, ma'am,
what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, I brought some love because I know it's called the love song.
Yeah,
I brought love. Not sex, not erotic, but I brought love. So, you know, because it's a love song, right? It's a love song. So I figured,
definitely.
Yeah, I figured I'd bring a little love. You know, I was something that I was working on, and I said, you know what? I need to unveil the love side of me some more. So that's what I'm going to do.
All right, then. The mic is yours.
All right. Thank you. Our first embrace. Again, our first embrace. It was laced in ebony perfection. Hers was intertwined with mine, sending impulse to my nerve endings. You see those eyes, I mean those eyes and those lips made my mahogany goddess all that she was. You see, I'm waiting to engage in an intimate conversation with this queen. You see, I had to even pinch myself to see, did I awake in a dream? You see the magnetic gravitational pull of her aura drew me in closer. You see, it drew me in so close, it was like the skin cells ignited. But let me just tell you, even more so, smelling her cinnamon aroma, it intoxicated me. You see, this goddess, well, she came here and she was listening intently to my baritone. You see, but then I extended my hands to her to grasp the skin, smooth as buttermilk, honey cream, loving the reality as I hold my beautiful reality dream right in my hand. You see, but then our lips touched each other, and then my lips whispered sweet nothings into her earlobes because my deep voice beckoning for her bodies to answer to my question, will you be mine for all time? And the answer was yes. So when she said yes, I screamed out, I finally have my Isis, the creator, masterfully made creation, handcrafted only for me. The key to the world's shackles was this one woman designed for me. As I embraced you for the connection that was called our soul's hypnosis. Yes, my mind used to be scattered. It used to be so scatterbrained that my queen, she just looked in between, but she told me we need to focus. We need to focus hopelessly because we are in love. Yes, our souls beat and they synchronize like arms of destined clocks. Yes, my lips met her lips and the heat rose to the top, all because the love that we had led to the first embrace, and that embrace led to the ebony lace imperfection instinct.
Oh, that was beautiful. Oh,
thank you.
I love that.
Yes, sir, bro. I love
that,
man.
Thank you.
I love that love. That's that love, man.
Yeah, yeah. Woo. You know, it's just something I'm trying to work on, man. You know, we need more love in the world, you know, so I figured I got to do my part as well. So.
Definitely.
That's what we do.
Sir.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I want to say thank y'all. I want to say thank
y'all, man,
thank for
you.
Having this show. And I'm going to come through tomorrow night, man. You know, because I heard y'all talking about cartoons, you know, and y'all talking about cartoons. And he did mention, like, I think he's mentioned one of my favorite cartoons. He said the Flintstones, and then he said Bugs Bunny, and then he said the Jetsons, right?
All right.
I might have to add to that list somewhere, but I'm going to see how this play out here. Because I would have get in on that.
Okay.
Yes, sir. We'd love to have you, bro. We'd love to have you, man. Always.
All right, man. Hey, much love to y'all. And
much
love
y'all
to keep
you
doing
too,
y'all
brother.
Thing. All right?
All right.
All right. One love, one
peace.
Love.
Thank
peace.
You.
Wow.
Venom, majestic coming through, yes. Spreading that love, man. You know, I love that, man. I love me some love poems, man.
Yes, me too. You know, I'm the mushy queen, man. And I like Majestic Ink, too. That's one of my shows I like calling into. And we're going to open up this last microphone to area code 111. Welcome to the Love Zone. Who do we have on the mic?
Hola, it's Bella.
Bella! Oh,
hey, Bella.
Bella.
Hola, Bella. Bella. Hola.
How you doing?
How are you? Oh, I'm wonderful.
Good
oh,
to hear
so
you.
Good
Thank
to
you.
Hear from you.
I've been listening to you guys. You guys are like blazing, you know?
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
Yes, yes. And you came in here to blaze the mic too, right?
Something subtle. Erotica will please you, La Perla. And,
always.
Oh.
Yeah, she loves that. Always. She loves that erotica. But
yes,
Bella.
Yes, I do.
But Bella.
How about you? Mm-hmm.
I love erotica too, but I have a question for you. Are you ready for my question?
Always, poet.
All right. So tell me, Bella, if you could sip me off your lips, what flavor would I be?
Oh, I got something nice here. Oh, for that. You know, ambrosia.
Okay.
Ambrosia is like branded the food for the gods back now, way back. And then maybe when you lick that thing off of your lip, probably that's how it would taste like.
Ooh, baby.
Hey, Lord.
I'm gonna die.
Bella.
Yeah.
She getting me, she getting me steamed up, baby. She getting me steamed up.
Oh, I like that, Bella. Go ahead.
Yes.
Baby.
Yes. No, that's right.
Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear from you, Bella. Now, what did you bring for us to listen to? Because I know you got something delicious.
Oh, okay, so I have a friend, my friend, okay, and I wrote this for her in celebration of Pride Month. I will be honoring this one because, something that made her smile deeply. She always wants me to pronounce words, so I'm going to read it here. Would that be fine? But it's a little bit erotica.
Okay. The mic is yours.
Okay, so the title is Say My Name. We started with small caresses, tiny twirlings of fingertips tracing the outline of the bodies from the peak of the nose down to the filth thrown, trailing, luring, cajoling. Then a pause right on the cupid's bow for a moment or two more. Delving deeper inside the well of insanity, playfully fencing with the moist muzzle of our arousal, teasing hungrily urges, whispering delish notes, feed me in voiceless echo, slowly, seductively, lustfully. Then my kisser gave in voluntarily, gave to open shamelessly, allowing the finger to tease our warmth, making tongue pirouette delightfully. Then a silent consent escaped the lips. Let's play, I commanded. So I blinded your pleading sigh, hid it with lazulum lace, bonded your thoughts with gusamir thread, till my filament urges brand each part of your pulsation. And this time, I will make sure you will scream loud, baby, and only my name will be first. Then I tend you down, kissing my ground, worshipping Pusse, the way how I would lay a book open on the table, spread your legs a bit more, coiled your hair around my hand, pulling you just right. Darling, gently, nah, baby, let's play harshly, raising your head a little enough to reach you as I lean forward in slow motion, said to mama, just right onto the lobe, are you ready for me? A kiss then implanted on your lips, sweetly, divinely, heavily, till you bleed, till your eyes beg, you stared it back, was it for mercy or was it for moon? I care less. My hand is busy palpating the crumbs, feathery touching your inner thigh, pausing, and commanded you to say my fucking name. And boom.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Girl. Girl. Girl, I was hoping, oh, my God, I was hoping she was going to end it something like that. Listen,
right?
I got, Bella, I got rope, I got handcuffs. Listen, I got all of that. So, yeah, I don't need a safe word. Oh, my God, that was some sexy stuff right there. Oh my God! Yeah, I'm gonna say your name. I'm gonna say your goddamn name till my eyes beg. I'm gonna say it.
Bella.
Was. My God.
Hot girl, you know what? Yeah. Your talent is endless. It just you never cease to amaze me. Oh my God, girl, say my
man.
Name. Yes.
Ooh. Oh. My God.
Talking about. What a way to end the show.
I'm gonna have to listen to the show again just so I can hear this piece again. I'm letting you know right now. Right now.
Oh, man. Yes.
My God, that was some sexy hot ink right there, Bella.
That was. Jeez. That was intense. Oh, my God. Until the very last word. And the emphasis on fucking.
Right.
Man, look.
Right.
You hear how she said that? She meant
that. You can see her, like, standing up saying my fucking name. Damn.
Right. I was like, yes, ma'am.
Girl.
Yes, ma'am. Bella. Yes, ma'am. Bella. Yes. Bella. How many times you want me to say it? How many times? Just tell me how many times.
Until you get tired of saying it. But the question is, are you going to get tired of saying it?
Oh, God,
no.
She's good.
No.
I love her. Yes.
No.
Yes.
My girl. She fits right in.
It.
I mean, right in.
Yes, she does. She is good. I'm trying to tell you.
That was amazing, Bella. That, when I tell you,
yes.
that was amazing. It's been a long time since I've been really excited about an erotic piece. I mean, really excited. And that one right there got me really excited.
Okay.
Enough to say my name, poet.
Enough
say
to say your name. Bella.
And pour it down. Man.
Yes.
Girl,
amazing.
You got to stop staying away. I know you work a lot, but you need to get more. I look forward to hearing from you, hearing your pieces. Oh, girl, this piece right here.
Thank you.
Man, we saved the best for last.
I'm telling you now.
Ooh, girl. Okay.
That was so good.
That was,
ooh, that was good.
Girl, you brought it tonight, yes. You have redeemed yourself for your absence. Most definitely. Oh, wow.
Thank you, Bella.
Oh,
you guys.
Thank you
thank
so much,
you.
Bella. Thank you. My God.
For real, I hope you was listening.
I love baby.
That's right. You tell him. You tell.
Oh man. Oh Bella, thank you so much, sweetie, for calling me. Girl, I gotta holler at you, girl.
Thank you too, Poets and Bella. I just wanna holler to the baby out there. You know how to reach me.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. All right, ladies. Thank you for calling in. I'm going to put you over in the love lounge with everybody else.
Thank you.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
She's just going to come up in here and just, like, burn the whole studio down with this.
Right.
Damn.
Right.
That's what's up. That's what's
she did
up.
That, man. She really did that. I was just like, I was praying and hoping that she ended it like that.
Right? Mm. You could just feel it. I knew she was going to say
that. You could just feel it. You could just feel it coming. You could feel it.
Yep.
And okay. I was just like, yes, come on, say it. Come on. End it like that. Please. You know how when you watching a movie, right? And you be praying that the ending be the way that you want it to be. Man, that's how I was thinking about this piece. I was like, man, please end this. End it that way. And when she said, I was like, yes. I forgot that I didn't mute my mic because as she said, I was like, yes. I was like, oh, wait, I'm not muted.
Right.
Oh.
Yes. Bella is amazing.
That, I mean, she had her words were creating these visuals mixed that was sending nerve endings to all of my systems. And I was just like, oh, my God. I was like, why am I feeling like this, first of all? Why am I feeling like this?
God, man. Oh, God. I can't even give a description of it. But even though it was explicit, it gave you a good visual. It didn't make it, like, dirty, but it grabbed a hold of you. I understand.
Right. You know, and it was one of those pieces. It was one of those pieces that you can follow, and it was almost like a blueprint to this is what I'm going to do to you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing you can do about it. I was like, oh, my God. Ooh,
okay.
You're going to say my name until your eyes beg? What?
Okay.
Oh, my God.
That's it right there. I might steal a couple pieces, a couple lines out of that, fella. I'm telling you now. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For sure. Because that one was hot.
Yes, it was. She bought it. You know, I remember when she first came to the show, and she has this voice that is so sweet. That's so calming. And then to hear her write an erotic piece like that.
Right.
Man.
Right. That was something else. That was something else. I'm glad I was here for all of that.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining me. Thank you for co-hosting with me. I appreciate it. Jamari Shell. But this show was really, really good. I truly appreciate it.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, all right. was this not your topic? Oh, that's right. I forgot. I think this was Johnny's topic.
Yeah, it was her topic. So her writing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord, that was... Mm-hmm. She's going to get you for it later. I know she is.
I know she
don't
is.
Pull no punches.
I know she is. Not at all.
Lord have mercy. What a way to end the show, man. This was awesome. Ah, man. Everybody that called in brought some fire pieces. And I loved it. From the top of the show to the bottom, man. You got any closing words?
Great show. All of the poets, Epiphany Radio, thanks you. We hope that we'll see you tomorrow night on the Get Down with J. Rob the Wise Son and Yours Truly Poetic. We will actually be discussing nature pieces, earth, wind, fire, water. Let's hear those nature elements. We got a special surprise for y'all tomorrow. I can't wait. I can't wait for the surprise. So just tune in tomorrow night. Without you, there's no Epiphany Radio, and we love y'all. Back to you.
Absolutely. I got a question. y'all just want us to pick one of the elements or use them all in the piece?
You're the creative. You're the creative. If you want to use them all, it's up to you. If you want to just pick one, it's up to you. However you want to do it.
Okay. All right. Awesome.
Y'all got y'all do the surprise thing and have us all anxious and worked up. But it's worth the wait.
I mean, listen. And when we tell y'all we got a surprise, man, it's going to be a surprise unlike any other Get Down surprise.
Wow. Now I'm even more anxious. I might not sleep. What they got planned? What they got planned? I'm going to be sitting up all bug eyed. y'all so y'all bring it all the time, and I look forward to it. Thursday night,
thank,
is my shot.
Thank you so much.
Get down. Come
we thank y'all, man. We love y'all, man. Thursday night is becoming my favorite night of the week. I have to be honest, because I get to sit next to J Rob, the wise son, and do the Get Down. And I don't know if y'all know J Rob the Wise Son. That brother is just a cool cat, as my granddaddy would say. And he's just a cool cat.
That he is. Y'all make a great team. Y'all got this synergy between y'all. The camaraderie is just, that's what attracts people. That's what pulls us in and wants to listen to you and find out what you got going on. Man, you two, y'all make a great team.
Thank you. We appreciate that, man. He's a great guy, man. I love him. He's my brother, man. I love him to death.
And I know the feeling is mutual with him. He's always expected that.
And thank you. I do have one last comment. I have one last comment, and that's to thank you for allowing me to sit in the other host section to be able to host this show with you. Thank Ms. VIP for being missing, but we understand her circumstances. But we thank you for being gone so I can do this, because this was a great show, and the way Bella closed it down, oh man, whew. Yeah.
That part right there, yes. Thank you for being here and sitting in for my diva. I'll see if I can consider you first next time.
Appreciate it.
Because
you know,
I could have swore that.
Nope.
Matter of fact,
nope.
I had confirmation. Yes. Did you listen to the playback?
Which show? Which one? Can we pick?
All of them. All
of course.
All of them.
Of course.
Building up to this stuff. All of them.
Mm-hmm.
And did you not hear?
Nope.
Who? You didn't hear her say, and I quote, "We don't know which one it's going to be. Could be poetic."
Hold it. That was one show. That was the first show.
No.
Every. After that, it was the sexy divas. I said, oh, ain't nobody asked me, but okay, all right.
No, she said it several times.
Times. Y'all going to stick together. It's okay. I understand.
It's the truth.
It's okay.
She said it
it's
several
okay.
times. You weren't paying attention. See, if she wasn't asleep right now. I'd open up her microphone. I better, but she sleep. Because I know my
she liable to say anything. She liable to say anything if she took the allergy medicine.
Oh, see, that's a low blow.
What you mean?
We don't know if she took that medication tonight.
Hold on. Girl, you know it. Yes, you know it's true. I had to get into my Milli Vanilli for a minute. I want you.
It's gonna be all in your inbox tomorrow.
I'm sure. But check this out though. On a real tip before we close, man. Y'all know that Milli Vanilli album was hot. Y'all know it was hot. I still got mine. I ain't sending that.
No.
I wasn't sending it back.
I don't care
if it was if it wasn't them. I still got mine. You got that, Corey.
Oh,
I didn't send it back. I kept my Milli Vanilli album. They all like, well, send the album back. We'll give you your money. For what? It was good music. No. Keep in mind.
It was good music. It was, even though it wasn't their voices, good music.
I kept mine. Forget that.
I don't know what happened to mine. I think I had recorded it. Y'all remember the cassette tape?
That's what, and that's what I got it on. I got it on cassette tape. That's what I got it on.
I put them
don't
two pieces
with
of, put the two pieces of toilet paper in the hole.
Oh, my goodness.
Over top of what was already
on. Make sure you record over top of it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was necessary. You had to do that or you couldn't get on there what you wanted.
Nope.
Back then, we didn't have CDs, y'all, and all this new technology and stuff. We had to work with what we had. Sometimes.
Right, look how obsolete CDs are now.
I know, right? I haven't even seen a CD. You know what? I got a bunch of CDs. They're blank to burn some music on there, and I can't even do it now. I don't have the computer to do that anymore.
Nope. Because all of the new computers are coming out with CD drives, not rewritable drives. They all got, what is it, USB ports.
Mm-hmm. That's it. And most of them now are the notebooks.
Yep, the Chromebooks. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Chromebooks, yep. And they don't have those compartments anymore. So my poor tower just died on me.
I still got my MacBook with my CD rewritable drive. I got some blank CDs. When I feel like making a CD, I make one.
You're lucky. I don't have that, none of that equipment no more. And all I'm working with now is with a tablet, and my son got an iPad. So it is what it is. I just load the music onto my music file, and all of it does. It is what it is. So you can still look. Good thing about it, though, you can go on YouTube or some other kind of music file. You can look up songs, and I just load it up that way. It's all good. It's all good. But it ain't nothing like them cassette tapes. And if you had issues with rewinding it, you take a pencil and stick it in the middle. I rewind it that way. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I remember all of that. Y'all.
With a pencil. Oh, my God.
So you didn't use a pencil. I know you
didn't. I did.
Pencil, ink,
all of it.
That's right. That's right. Get that number two pencil up in there. They don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Eraser? Ooh, that worked best. That worked best.
Yes, that's right. I don't know how many times I recorded over one CD, one tape.
Oh, my gosh.
About 1,000 times. We didn't have that easy rewind stuff like they have nowadays. You hit one button. We had to actually hold it down and time it to where we wanted to stop.
Right.
Those were good old days, though.
Indeed. But I don't know what y'all got going on, but y'all got to get up out of here.
Yes, indeed. Because I know I'm going back to what I was doing. And anyway, everybody, I want to thank y'all for calling in, for my listeners online, even though you probably can't hear me anymore. Thank you for bringing all those pieces and just showing the love and support. I want y'all to stay safe still. This mess going on out here, this term is ugly. It is still going on. It has not stopped. Even though they're opening up these cities and these states, it's not over yet. So y'all stay safe. I want you to continue to love one another. Yes, continue to love one another. Continue to love yourself. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That way you can have a relationship going on outside. And that's pretty much it. Love you guys.
Love you.
Anything
well, love
you
one mic. Nope.
Love
that's
one
it.
Mic.
Take your socks off, baby.
Peace.
If you leave this time, I fear that you'll be gone.
gone for good, so I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a younger. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel safer in your violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, if I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, so iceberg, don't float, if I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny, still standing with a note, that red granite, don't you panic, when you make mistakes the most, one day it'll make you grow, you grow. When you're outlandish, and you lose manners, to God you shall consult, consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke, provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry, do you hear him, love? And if my ship go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I think positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me, no. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
You ain't never seen a dress like this. Heaven at your fingertips. the spaces in between. It's magic when I place you in the blue. An average day is spent all in the sheets. Emphatic when I tell you what you mean
to me.
Chemistry, intimate memory. Every time I give you all my energy, emphasis, never sleep.